There it is, Bob. Now we're live. Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility of Bubby's Guide Motorsports. I'm Tom. The ladies' man is with us again, and we all know the master, Bub. Good morning, Bub. How are we doing today?
How come Diesel doesn't want it? He doesn't. D. Hey. D.
He doesn't care, dude. Many people don't know that Diesel's SAG card is only good for 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And we promise you, that's all he works. Bub, how you doing, man?
Doing good so far, man. Just trying to get a lot of stuff done here. We have a lot going on, man. This place has stuff going on from the admin side to the web development that we've got going on to the inventory that we've got going in to the rides that are in the facility to transport rides that are coming in for SEMA of 18. So we have crap all over the place right now. It's Monday morning. Feels like it's already Friday with how much stuff we've gotten accomplished, but we are getting a lot of stuff done around here at BEM right now.
We're going to talk about that in just a moment, Bub. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Ladies and gentlemen around the world, not only will you see the merchandising side of the business now up, but we have officially launched the new Bubba's Exotic Motorsports website. Our IT team, John and Kyle, worked religiously around the clock this weekend from Wednesday through Sunday, getting it loaded and ready to go. We have 19,000 parts that are either loaded or in the process of being loaded. Great Black Friday sales going on with Nitto and American Racing. Bubba'sExoticMotorsports.com, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to be the dominant retail force in the industry. Miss Outlaw Boutique, that's Miss Outlaw Boutique, msoutlawboutique.com, 561-660-6695. The girls, Robin and Layla, officially kicked off the holiday season. Bub, they are open to extended hours Tuesday through Thursday. I'm going to return to my notes, ladies and gentlemen, so I don't get this wrong. So Tuesday through Thursday, they have extended hours. If you go to Miss Outlaw Boutique, Bub, you will see those extended hours. Something they have going on is Men's Night, Bub, on the 14th of December from 6 to 9 p.m. This is for the men to go in and shop for their ladies at the most exquisite boutique and accessories boutique in the world, Bub, with Robin and Layla, the former beautiful supermodel. She's still stunningly beautiful. In fact, when we were at the Citrus Nationals, we're gonna talk about that. Chris couldn't believe how she appeared outside of the magazines, Bub.
Yeah.
So. And those hours, the ladies will be doing free gift wrapping, Bub. They will be doing drinks and appetizers. What they don't know is you and I will be appearing with 6-foot subs from Jersey Mike's for all the guys who attend.
This is true.
And I was just,
I'll probably be sitting there doing our own drinks and everything. So we'll have the catering side of this event covered. But this is a men's night at Miss Outlaw Boutique,
yes,
in downtown Abacoa for all the guys to go shop for girls. Guys, if you are trannies or whatever the heck you want to call yourself, you can go there and shop for yourself as well. I don't know how that's going to end up looking, but you never know in today's world, dude.
You don't. Guys, this is it for your girls. I'm telling you, if you want your girl to be a country rock star, she's going to get it. You want her to valet, excuse me, she's going to look like it. This is your chance. Accessorize and dress her. The prices are better than the brick and mortar retail stores, Bub. They're as good as online pricing.
Yeah, man, and it's just getting that much cooler, you know, as we've talked about it many times before. The girls, all the Outlaw girls over at MOB, they literally take and set up full seasonal displays. So everything changes every 1 to 2 months max with everything that's going on, with new inventory coming through the store, with new merchandise, everything from clothes to shoes to boots to apparel to chokers and, you know, accessories to all kinds of things you can imagine over there that just the girls love to go in and just drool over, dude.
It's amazing. This episode's also brought to you by Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee event. We are VIP headlining that event December 3rd, 8 yep. to 12. And finally, Palm Beach International Raceway for the very best in racing facilities. IRG took over out there.
Yep.
Chris rolled out the red carpet for us, VIP. He treated us to a wonderful time. We have a ton of events coming up we're going to be talking about. Bub, Thanksgiving was good?
Yeah, man, everything was good.
We hope everybody's Thanksgiving out there was blessed with happiness, no sorrow, and just lots of love with their family. One of the things we did this week, Bub, is we were asked to headline the Citrus Nationals,
yep.
the 36th annual Citrus Nationals. We have worked this event before with Palm Beach International Raceway, which has been in a terrible state of disarray for a very long time.
Yeah.
Chris Harris, the new general manager over there, approached us. We knew based on his work ethic and the meeting that we had with him in person that we would accept the partnership once again.
Yeah.
How did the event go, Bubba?
Oh, man, it was, you know, it was a blowout, dude. It's, I think the place may have sold out.
We sold every seat in the house out.
It was insane, dude. I mean, it's, I haven't seen PBIR now considered the new PBIR. I haven't seen it look like that in years, man. And I've been coming here for a really long time, going to that event. Even when it was back at Moroso, it was crazy. I'll tell you what, this event, the 36th Annual Citrus Nationals that Chris put together, couldn't have been any better, I don't think. I mean, everything from the organization of it to the ticketing at the front booth, the parking where they had everybody park roadside at the track on the main road course.
Yes.
To, I mean, everything from just the drinks to the food to the fun. There were bands there. There was, it was literally, Chris and I were discussing it. It was everything from just the adult racer side of it to like the younger kids to the fun displays in the pits. There were all the displays from the pro racers, the guys from Street Outlaws. There was so much stuff out there that gave something for everybody to go and look at, not just full on racing. It was, you could go for the entire weekend, hang out and have a blast. And that's exactly what happened, man. The media that was there, the new stands that they're setting up for both the high top bar side slash valet side, or VIP side, plus they have the grandstands, all the bathrooms getting redone, man. It was just awesome the way it was done.
I want to follow up on what you just said, Bub. We did have 1 week to promote it, and we literally, because of our promotion, were able to pack every seat in the house, especially up until about 8:30 when the second set of jet trucks and everything else ran out there. There were people who had to get their kids at home. Speaking of getting their kids at home and kind of emptying the stands to about 50% capacity, why is that not a bad thing, Bub? Because the one thing we wanted to do was promote what kind of environment?
What, family friendly?
The family environment. And that's what we focused on for a full week, Bub.
Yeah.
And it was family. So the fact that the guys did get their little ones home and in bed where they belonged was much appreciated.
Yep.
So, Bub, we are doing a whole host of upcoming events. December 9th, we will be at Palm Beach International Raceway filming commercials for them as they do a professional rally drifting event, right? Yep. Around the entire stand.
Around the entire thing.
And Chris pulled out all the stops and said, just go.
Yeah.
So we called our World Rally Champion driver, Gio Hammerback, who will be here on the 9th, and he will be, we're going to... Gio's going to come down. He's going to do the drifting in the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports M3 BMW, soon to be a Focus RS.
Yep.
And we are going to put people in the seat with Gio to include Chris.
Yep. We'll have a lot of fun with it, man. Stay tuned. There's a lot of stuff coming from BEM. Everything from the rides that we've got going on here, the client rides, the SEMA 18 builds, to, man, the stuff we've got going on at the track. We have a lot of things, literally all of those things in all different places. So you guys stay tuned. Stay up with us on the Facebook side. Go to our website, bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. If you don't even feel like browsing, at least scroll down, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Over 19,000 products available on the site right now with some of the latest and greatest in technology on parts, everything from audio systems to wheels and tires to exhaust systems to roll cages to big brake kits to suspension platforms to body panels, wide body, carbon. If you can imagine it, it is getting uploaded on that site, so stay tuned for all those products out there.
Bub, February 24th, I'd like to talk about an event that we're headlining also at Palm Beach International Raceway. I have reached out to Paul Sr. And his beautiful wife, Joni. I don't think they're going to make it. They're stuck in Austin, Texas, but I'm waiting to hear back from your good friend, Billy Lane, Rick Pecco, and things like that. Let's talk about that event as well.
Yeah, man, so that's actually going to be a bike night that's hosted at PBIR, so we are going to have some crazy, crazy rides out there, everything from baggers to choppers to stock to vintage to
races,
race bikes to everything you can imagine is all going to be under one roof in one place at one time.
And we're going to have Billy bring out some of those vintage board track bikes that he's been racing. PBIR has been the most gracious host of many people that we've had throughout the years on tour.
Yep.
They're covering all the lodging, all the travel expenses, all of it. So I'm very, very excited about that. But let's talk a little bit, Bub, about this Ford we have behind us here.
Yeah, man. So this is actually a 1944 three-window, two-door pickup, right? So this thing's pretty solid. Pretty clean looking. It's not often you really see these things in good condition anymore. There's really not too many of these things left out on the roads unless they've been crazy, like $150,000, $200,000, $300,000 pro touring crazy built trucks. This one's got some work done to it, right? So this thing is actually sitting on a GM 68 to 72 Chevelle chassis, right? So that's a really good setup, really solid, full frame front to rear. This truck originally was a full frame, but it was terrible at best when it came from its steering, its handling, its performance, its braking. It was terrible, right? So dropping this body and bed down on top of a 68 to 72 GM Chevelle Chassis, really good setup. That was everything from, I mean, Monte Carlos to Chevelles, Malibus, GNXs, Buick GSs. I mean, all of those that were all the brother, it's on this chassis from 68 to 72, which gives this client a lot of room for expansion because there's so many products available in terms of disc brake kits. We're rocking the factory GM drivetrain on it, so it's real easy to get.
You know that reliability's there, man.
Reliability's there, the suspension's there, the handling's there, the structure of the frame is there, so you can get anything you can imagine. You want to get a set of front disc brakes, you want to get a set of rear disc brakes, you just buy them all. GM 10 bolt in the rear, disc brake conversion for the front, typically with spindles, you just stick them on, and it's literally direct fit. So even though this is what you consider a pretty highly modified setup, being a 1940 Ford on a 68 to 72 Chevelle GM chassis, that setup is almost virtually endless. You can go as far as you want to go. It's got the classic look and line to the outside, but full modern on the bottom side of this car in terms of its suspension, its braking system, the drivetrain to it. We're getting ready to do a full electronic ignition on this thing, so it does have that crisp responsiveness and just guaranteed to start every time with the Igniter 3 by Pertronix. So we're getting ready to do all those components to it so that this client can just go out and cruise every time and know that everything's going to work.
One of the things that happened, Bub, is this car did have an electrical meltdown, which took out the distributor and several other components. That's why it didn't start. And unfortunately, the gentleman who owns this does what for work, Bub?
He's actually a first responder.
He's a first responder.
Probably why it's fire truck red.
Right, Bub, very good. Which is why it's red.
Yes, I put this together.
Yeah, exactly. He is a first responder here locally. They work shift work. God bless those guys, man. They, as we know, I'm a former police officer. I know all about working shift work and being out there with the public. We had a conversation. He's taking a break in Mexico now, and he is with his family for Thanksgiving. This is their annual get-together. And one of the things is he was saying is he's never been able to drive this truck reliably, Bob.
Yeah, man, and that's that's a shame, too, because this was a pretty solid platform right here. You know, not the fact that it's the 1944, but because it was put on a much stronger and more reliable platform of that 68 to 72 GM chassis. That is a perfect combo, man. If there were ever a chassis that you wanted that there was a lot of product available for that gave you an all-around, like, fun street driving car, it would be that. It comes with independent rear suspension on it. Even though it's still solid axle, you can get the GM 10-bolt or 12-bolt direct fit in them. You can buy anything you want from disc brakes to suspension to springs to sway bars to shocks to, anything you could imagine just to bolt on these things, and it's easy. It's ready to go. It's reliable. It's smooth. So he's taken and gotten a really good foundation. Now we're going to maximize on that in terms of the disc brakes, the electronic ignition, get this thing up to par where it should be. So all he literally has to do is get in. It is still a carburetor. Just hit that thing three times to the floor on a cold start, hit that key, and it's going to fire up, and he can cruise.
Carburetors did work extremely well, especially in warmer environments, but
yeah.
They're reliable. They're not EFI, but they're reliable, and you can make them perfect.
Well, a big key to carburation systems is it's all mechanical, the way that they operate. They're not electrical. They don't respond off of this sensor telling this sensor telling this sensor what to do, bouncing back to an ECM, then checking what all three of those sensors before it even makes a single move. These are mechanical items, right? So do they fail? Yes, 100%, they fail, especially if you let these things sit. Carburetors, they will gum up. So there's a lot you want to take into consideration, but if you're working with something clean and new, all you have to do is make sure the components match. In terms of this, the reason it did melt down was the coil, the distributor, none of it matched, right? So the plugs, they weren't suppression plugs, so you have to have all kinds of, or the wires, you have to have all kinds of components in there that all work hand in hand. Once you do, everything will work like a champ. You can make carbureted systems run beautiful on especially street stuff. Not so much crazy things with huge nasty cams. It takes a lot of custom jetting there, and it's really hard to cold start to hot start.
Yes.
But something very mild, this is running a small block setup, so something very mild you can get in. Nothing crazy on duration or lift on the cam, just a nice street setup. You can do a real nice air fuel delivery system that's all match intake, carb, even the cam side of it. You can do upper end kits with the heads. You can do very nice match systems. As long as you put everything together hand in hand, it will work exactly like it should, and it's really fun, man.
How much are you waiting for our guys offset who are very quietly working to drop something?
Oh, I know for sure. It's
hey, go ahead. Ken, get it over. Drop a wrench. Go ahead. Just drop anything on the floor.
I had one, I throw it.
Our lead tech, ladies and gentlemen, said if I had one, I'd throw it. Yes. Ken is very, very instrumental in what we do around here. Bub, a couple things. We have decided to partner up with James, and let's talk a little bit about that. We have a new segment on our show in the bottom half of the first half hour. Can we talk about what that segment is and what it entails?
Well, so what we're going to do is we're actually going to be featuring a live call-in from special guests from the show Street Outlaw. So we are going to be talking directly with the drivers of these cars, on a personal level. So if you guys have questions, it's not just something that you have to wait to see the next episode on TV. You can literally call in. You can listen to our show live on Saturdays, and you can have that kind of insight right there put in yourself.
What a lot of people don't know is that the season that you're seeing on television actually ended last year because they needed production time. We are now going to be bringing you to a more current status, although we can't release who won this or who won that.
Yep.
We saw a couple of the guys drive out there Saturday night, and they were putting down, their quarter mile times were in the fours, Bob.
Oh, I mean, they were consistent, like 4.3.
4.4, 4.5.
Which is pretty ignorant.
Mr. Producer.
I keep getting a broadcast interruption here. I don't know if it just, it's in, it's out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right now, I mean.
So we just keep on going. We were at 4.0, they were 4.5.
Yep.
They were launching, Scott was launching that Oldsmobile out there, Bub. He said, did you see Scott run? I said, no, I probably went pee. And he sent me a picture back, and he circled. He goes, ha, 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 there's your picture. You definitely saw him.
That's funny.
Yeah. James, a good guy. Bub, we are going to be doing something from, I think, a more network perspective with him. I'm working on that a little bit today and pulling back a little bit from LG. We'll talk more about that. Also, Bub, you decided to take another expansive step in the business. I believe it begins set up tomorrow.
Yeah, that's actually with one of our local guys here in Jupiter. So we actually reached out. We love supporting all the local guys out here, and we wanted to take the business to another new level. And we actually brought in Chris Johnson, who is the owner and founder of Reflective Detailing. He will be in here. We are having custom flooring done in our two-car detail bay. So we are having all of that done. We are having custom walls put up so that he is going to be able to bring all of these high-end rides in here off the island, the McLarens, the Lamborghinis, the Ferraris. It's going to be one place to drop that car off and leave these things rolling out of here looking wet.
So we've taken two big steps, ladies and gentlemen, again. And that is, Chris will be setting up tomorrow. I'm going to talk to Donnie, our landlord, about it today, share a little bit with him. I know he will have no problems with that. He's just been a wonderful person to work with. Just an amazing guy to work with, man, period.
Yeah.
He and his wife, Brandy, are top shelf people, man.
Yeah.
And we are also going to be doing a new segment with the Street Outlaws. Speaking of Street Outlaws, you've got something coming in, Bob.
Yeah, man, that's right. We've actually got a ride coming in from the new season of Street Outlaws. We've got to get this motor built up. We've got a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes with us here at BEM Precision Turbo and also Josh over at CPE. So we're going to have a lot of crazy things going on, man, laying down some serious, serious raw horsepower out of this car. And we're looking forward to that thing, so you guys are going to have to stay tuned for that one.
It is a Fox Body Mustang, Bub. You know Mustang. You know all of them inside and out. And it's actually the big driver, Varley's car.
Yep.
It's a beautiful car, Bub.
Yep.
I spoke to him yesterday. As you know, the car is being boxed up and shipped to you currently.
Cool.
It'll get out on the road today or tomorrow.
I'm ready for it.
Once you build that thing, Bub, you're going to be turning fours out of it. You've got something special going with it, but I'm going to be the first one to drive it right out here.
No chance.
None?
None.
Just a little?
Not at all. Zero.
Chance?
Nope.
No?
Nothing.
I will not be driving the car, ladies and gentlemen, that Bub's aware of. When he sees the front end wrinkled, he might have a clue the next morning, but
I think if I were to let you drive it, I'd do it with no front end on it. So at least it was like less on the paint and body side and more on just like maybe change the radiator.
So there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Join us this Saturday for the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast, doing it Bubba style. We all are now featured in the also noteworthy category with Blog Talk Radio, Bub. We're very proud of that. So a lot of big things going on. We will be talking to another driver and James today. I've got a million phone calls to take care of this afternoon. Plus, I'm meeting with the e-commerce guy and our webmaster out there as well.
Yep.
A lot of good stuff, Bub.
Yeah, man.
So girls are doing ladies night, Bub.
I don't know when. I don't know what you're talking about.
December 14th. Recap us again.
That is men's night.
Yes, men's night.
Not ladies night.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. The girls are doing men's night. Not the ladies are doing guys night. Oh, Christ, I'm backwards.
Keep on doing it, Bubba style. I got to go. This guy will keep talking.
This episode's been bought by... How did you buy it, Bub? This episode's been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Diesel would like to... I'm actually narrating through Diesel. He's commenting through me. You see that, ladies and gentlemen? It's been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Please visit our website and see all of our partners' online products going up for sale now and take advantage of the somewhat delayed IT team business sales that we have going on. It'll probably actually be like March with this crew we got going on around here before, but the sales will still be active. Diesel would like you to all, like to also remind you that Miss Outlaw Boutique in Abacoa, Florida is having their wives' sale, or their men's night, extended hours for the men come in and buy for the ladies. It's a gift wrap. There's drinks. There's going to be an appetizer, and Bubba and I are going to show up, and the women will kill us, of course, with six-foot-long Jerry's subs. They'll come in and make it a whole ordeal. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee event this month, December 3rd, 8 to noon. Come out and see the Cars and Coffee display that we put together all the time. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, Palm Beach International Raceway. A special thank you to Chris over there, their general manager, for partnering up with, reaching out to Bubba's Exotic Motorsports and partnering up with them. I can promise you a year of very exciting events. I hope that you're going to come out and join us. We packed the stands this for the Citrus Nationals. We'll be out there December 9th again. Ladies and gentlemen, let's make sure, especially out over the holiday seasons, there's a lot of people who are hungry, man, and less fortunate than I or you. So let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive way today. Let's open the door for somebody, an elder. It doesn't have to be an elder. Somebody's got more packages than they can handle because they were blessed enough to buy a few things for their family. Open the door for them, okay? Car door, a shopping door, doesn't matter. Just open the door for them. If somebody's got holes in the bottom of their shoes, let's get them a pair of shoes at Payless. They're cheap. Or give them a pair of yours, man. If you're in the Northeast or in the colder regions, make sure the guy on the corner is bundled up, even if he doesn't ask for anything, okay? Let's help them out. You know, if somebody's hungry, McDonald's, 7-Eleven, Chevron, Shell, buy them a snack. Help their body keep warm, all right? Let's do it. And let's make sure that we take care of all of our animals out there, ladies and gentlemen. We have a responsibility to them. We certainly don't want to see any of them in agony or pain, and too many people don't understand the value of having a pet in their life. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep on doing it. Bubba style. Oh, man, you ready to eat? Come on, baby. You want a